I just speak this thing after me. In Jesus' name. Just say this after me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. God has already anointed me as his very own. I've been called and set apart as holy unto the Lord. His mercy covers my shortcomings. I'm far above oppression because the Lord is my shepherd. Even when there's turmoil and troubles, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. I have decided to make him my dwelling place, and so his shadow covers me day in, day out. Because I've decided to set my love upon me, he shall deliver me. Because I've decided to set my love upon him, he shall deliver me. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. Blessed am I when I go out, and blessed am I when I come in. Blessed am I in the fields, and blessed am I in the cities. Blessed is the work of my hands. Blessed is the fruit of my body. Blessed in everything that I touch. In everything that I do, I prosper. I'm like the tree that is planted by the rivers of living waters. I bring forth fruits always. Fruits not just for myself, but for others as well. He that is within me is greater than he that is in the world. Therefore, no tongue that rises up against me shall prosper. Every weapon of the enemy is condemned right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For his rod is with me, and they comfort me. He has anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Goodness and mercy follows me. Loving kindness and compassion follow me. Goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. His loving kindness and compassion, they comfort me. Therefore, I will not die but live to declare the goodness of the Lord. I will say continually of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. He surrounds me. My angels are on guard 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. I do not dash my foot against a stone. Though I will step on the lion or the serpent, it shall not hurt me. Because I have set my love upon him, he will deliver me. Just give the Lord thanks. Just begin to thank him. Thank him because you are the righteousness of God. You are a joint heir with Christ. Thank him because you are a joint heir with Christ. He has made you a God. He said, ye are gods and children of the Most High. Ye are gods and children of the Most High. He said, the things that I can do, you can do also. The Lord says, the things that I can do, you can do also. He can do us even much more because he has given us the power. He has given us the power to overcome. He said, you are overcomers. You are more than conquerors because of the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for you and I. He said that we are overcomers. We are overcomers. We are no more fighting the battles. We are no more fighting battles. He said we are overcomers. We have already won. We are walking in the victory that he has bought for us by the special blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And so we are no more fighting. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm a God. Thank you, I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, set apart as holy unto the Lord. I can do all things because he says I can do it. I can move mountains just by speaking the word. I can change situations. I can change policies. services. I can change my workplace. I can change my home. I can speak to my street. I can speak and my neighborhood will be peaceful. I can speak peace into my neighborhood, security into my neighborhood. When I step into a place, it is safe because I carry the anointing of God, because I carry the spirit of excellence, because I carry the spirit of God. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Just give him praise, because you're not just a being. You're not just any other person. You are a special being, a peculiar people, set apart as holy for the Lord, a royal priesthood. That is what he has called us. He says, ye are gods and children of the Most High. Ye are gods and children of the Most High. Don't walk like men. Don't walk like men no more. Don't walk like men. Walk like a king. Walk like a king. He says his angels are on guard 24/7. Your angels are on guard 24/7 to keep you in all your ways, that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Just thank him. Thank him tonight. Thank him tonight, because he has done all these things for you. When you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he cleansed you, gave you a new spirit. A spirit not of fear, but of boldness and of a sound mind. That you will not fear the things that those people out there fear, that the Gentiles fear. He said, you shall not fear what they fear. That the Lord alone will be your fear and your dread. He said, if you fear their fear, then I will spit you out. I will spew you out of my mouth. You should not fear their fear, because I've made you a king. I've made you a God, more than a conqueror. I have a spirit of excellence inside of me, because he has cleansed me. He has made me more than a conqueror. Begin just to thank the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Finally, let us declare. Just repeat. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I will not forget his benefits. He has forgiven my iniquities. He brought me out of the pit and set my feet on the rock to stay. He cleansed me completely and gave me new life. You forgave my diseases. You healed me of all my diseases. You redeemed my life from destruction. Then you have crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Your tender mercy covers my shortcomings daily. When I'm weak, then you're strong. When I fall, you pick me up. You satisfy my mouth with good things. That is why my youth is renewed like the eagles. Because I have chosen to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I will continually abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I trust. I trust him and I trust no other. I do not trust my parents. I do not put my hope in my employer. I do not put my hope in my teachers. I do not put my hope in my uncles or my aunties. But my God, in him I will trust. Is my ever-present help in time of need. He has been my help in ages past. And I look to him from where my help comes from. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the foiler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers. And under his wings I will take refuge. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me is condemned already. My enemy shall gather one way, but they shall scatter seven ways. The plans of the enemy over my life is destroyed now in the mighty name of Jesus. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. I will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. All the arrows of the enemy during the day, they shall pass over me. Because of the blood of Jesus on my doorpost and on my forehead, evil passes over me. 1,000 will fall by my side, and 10,000 by my right hand, but it can never come near me. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. Because I've made the Most High my dwelling place, no evil shall befall me. No evil shall befall my loved ones. He will give me peace round about. No plague shall come near my dwelling. My angels are on guard 24/7. They will keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up. I will not dash my foot against a stone. I will not run into the trap of the enemy. I will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. He will give me understanding to walk in the path of righteousness. He will enlighten my eyes every day. I will continually know the hope to which He has called me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because I have set my love upon Him, He will deliver me. He will set me up on high because I have known His name. He shall call me and I will answer Him. He will be with me in trouble, and He will deliver me and honor me. With long life He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Father, we thank you.
Amen. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I just want to read this scripture and then we'll share a bit of prayer and then we'll close. From verse 11 of Isaiah chapter 8. It said, For thus the Lord spoke to me with a mighty hand, King James says, or literally with the strength of the hand. The Bible here says, with mighty power, and instructed me, that is, with the power, with a powerful voice, instructed me not to walk in the way of these people. This was how he said it. You are not to say, it is a conspiracy, in regard to all that these people call a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear, or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you shall regard as holy. This is what it means to regard him as holy. He shall be your fear. He shall be your dread. The Bible says, verse 14, then he shall become a sanctuary, both to the houses of Israel, a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over, and a snare and a trap for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many will stumble over them. Then they will fall and be broken. They will even be snared and caught. He said, bind up the testimony, seal the law amongst my disciples. He said, I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will even look eagerly for him. And as I said in verse 18, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. I just want to emphasize something I said earlier from that verse 12. He said, you are not to say, God was instructing him not to walk in the ways of certain people, that is the people of Israel who were backsliding at this particular point in time, and it was a prophet that he had sent to them. He said, you are not to walk in their ways. And how do you do it? The first thing you do is by the things that you say. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, you are not to say it is a conspiracy. You are not to hold in high regard the thing that they hold in high regard. That whatever they say, you must identify what God is saying about that thing. And you see exactly what God is saying. He said, when it comes to holding things in high esteem, ensure that only the Lord is your fear and only the Lord is your dread. Now, how do you do this? Is by the way you respond. That's the point I'm trying to bring out here. To everything that people say. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? You know, I told you before, let me give you an example. This is an issue of, he said, you are not to say a conspiracy. Let me say something here, then I'll say what I want to say. He said, when you say the right things, focus on the Lord concerning the right words. giving his position only to him alone, what he will discover that then to you he will become a sanctuary. But to those who are against you, because we have to understand something here, Isaiah was prophesying against Israel and against the people of Jerusalem. Are you getting the point? Therefore, they were like his opponents. He said, if you fear God appropriately, he will become for you a sanctuary. But to both the houses of Israel, it will become a stone to strike and a rock to stumble over. Those are the people that were walking in sin that he was prophesying against. I want to give this illustration. You know, you know when our current CBN governor became CBN governor, he sacked some prominent bank executives. You know that? And then he seized the banks, essentially. I know the gist everybody was carrying around. What was the gist? Northern agenda. I thank my God. He said, let him that boast in one thing, that he fears God. That was one word that never dropped from my mouth. It was the vanguard of this day that so-called prophesied the agenda. I heard it from all kinds of people. There is another agenda. But I said, God said, you are not to say it is a conspiracy to what these people call a conspiracy. You are not to fear their fear. He said, if you do that, if you refuse to call things what God has not called it, then God will become for you a sanctuary. I hope you get my point. Look, if you're a bank executive and you open your mouth and say, it's another agenda, your bank will go. Now, please, what I'm telling you to bring out here is very relevant. Every situation in life demands a response. Every situation in life demands a response. They say it's another agenda. I say, I refused. I said, when Charles Soludo was consolidating the banks, the North said it was a southern agenda. But none of us thought it was. We thought it was good that our banks would become stronger. And we all carried our monies. In fact, I even preached it. I called it sowing in tears. Restore our captivity, O Lord, as streams renew this desert. He that sows in tears shall reap with joy. I said to them, look, that this is for the betterment of our economy. If you have money, go and buy shares. Listen to me. Whether you bought in the Oceanic Bank or Bank PHB and your money has gone as it is today, don't worry. Like I always say, you did it for the right reason. Do you understand? After I preached that message, I bought shares for the first time in my life in obedience to what I preached. After some time, one brother said, look at it. Your units have grown. Yeah, has made a lot of money in the Oceanic Bank. I told him, he said, let's do business. We sell them. I said, I didn't buy it to trade. I bought to own. The share prices went from 6 naira that we bought it to like 28 naira with all the bonuses and everything. He said, sell. I said, I'm not selling. Then the share price tumbled and tumbled and tumbled. Do you know? It didn't bother me. Yeah, I didn't care. I was not moved. Because I said then, if you remember, I said when I did that, it was a seed into the economy. So it wasn't bothering me. The spiritual seed I sowed, what's her name? Cecilia Ebru, cannot remove it. It's not possible. Lamido Sanusi cannot erode it. It is not possible. It was his spiritual seed. So they said, another agenda. I said, no, that does not bother me. The Lord said, do not say it's a conspiracy to what these people are calling a conspiracy. Neither fear their fear. I've seen people try to gather southerners against them. I said, this is how you bring unnecessary strife. Let the bank executives wake up and say, we did not misuse your money. Have they been able to say it? All they are saying is that you don't have right to sack us. The argument is whether you have the right to sack us or you don't have the right to sack us. Look, I'm not a Lamido Sanusi apologist. Do you get my point? But I'm a man of this word of God. He says you are not to call a conspiracy what other people are calling a conspiracy. Now listen to this point. If you say the right thing, all right, say then God will become for you what? A sanctuary. Life is always demanding words from us. That's why I say, look, let's pray a prayer of consecration. You consecrate your mouth to God, that God, with this mouth, I will never call a conspiracy what the world is calling a conspiracy. You consecrate that, look, God, you alone will be my fear. People say that, they are going to finish on this company. I say, who are these day? Have you noticed that when I was a young boy in 1979, there was day that was finishing people? The people who were all gathered together and heard the adults tell us they were finishing us, they have now entered into the offices. Are you getting my point? People who are my mates are now commissioners and stuff like that. And they, all right, are now the ones finishing who? Therefore, I have, you know, I told you before, I'm not a victim. I am not what? A victim. You will never hear me talk as if I was a victim. The last house I was living in before I moved away from there, one of the causes of quarrel between me and my landlord was that he thinks every tenant is a victim because I own the house and you don't own it. I said, "Mama, you're a servant of God. You built it for me to live." I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, there are different ways to serve God. There's the people who serve Him willingly and those who don't even know when they are serving Him. You built it out that I might live. And if you annoy me, I will pack away and all the grace that God put in there to sustain it till I arrive is going with me. you hear me say, well, people say like, this man, you are full of yourself. Yes, I know I'm an uncommon person. How many of my type have you seen? You know, be honest with yourself. How many? That's exactly like me. This height, talks like this, has this weight, married this wife. I'm the only one. I'm not a common person. And I know the blessing of God has upon my head. I am not an accident. Do you get the point I'm making? Therefore, I don't behave like a victim. Lamido Sanusi doesn't have enough power in him, both as an individual and as a governor of the central bank, to conspire against me. The only person that can finish me in life is the good Lord himself. And the Bible says that, who is it that will be against us? Is it Christ who died and rose again from the dead? It's not possible. The man died so I might live. Why should he be against me? He said, therefore, I know that in all things, I am more than a conqueror. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. Life every time is always demanding. It wants you to say that, I'm in trouble. They have changed the vice chancellor. This one is very wicked. How will I pass from this school? Do not call a conspiracy. Do you understand my point? Life is always demanding that you say something. And listen to me. It is what you say that decides whether the Lord will be your sanctuary or he will not be your sanctuary. You know, one of the reasons why some pastors fight. Those of you who don't understand, let me explain. You know, there are pastors who fight. Like, assuming that you're a pastor of a church, Chukwuege, your church is there, and my own is here. On Sunday, I will reject those who came here last week. They are now going there. If any rich man that used to come to my church now goes to your church, we'll go quarrel. I'll go and lick your tire. It sounds funny. Oh, God, you don't know the guys really have. But you know the reason? I think that the progress of my ministry and my assembly and everything I'm doing is tied to somebody. But no, I said, God said, do not call a conspiracy. What is we call a conspiracy? Neither fear their fear. God alone is the provider. Therefore, I like the way John said it, a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. People say, if he has been around, that deal will have been yours. I say, come, my friend. What made you think you are the only one that God wants to bless? Do you understand my point? See, I just left. And I would have made $2 million from that deal. It was just that week that I traveled. And I told you that day we shouldn't go for this conference. So now we have gone and missed the deal. Who got it? The other guy. I said, come, my friend. What gave you the impression you are the only person that God wants to bless? That is his blessing. It is not your own. I keep on saying this thing. If you understand that, you will never be jealous of anybody and you will not be angry with anybody. What I'm telling you is very, very important. You miss something, that's because it's not yours. Somebody else is going to get it. What am I saying? He said, let the Lord alone be your fear. I said at the beginning that this mouth there, that's one thing. In fact, we'll see one line of prayer as we close. You will consecrate the mouth again. In fact, as I'm talking now, begin to do it. Say, Lord, this is my mouth. Just be saying in your own words. Right now, say, Lord, this is my mouth. Will only declare you as a fear in my life. Every situation, I will declare you as the Lord of the situation. If a man who I was connected to is removed from office, it doesn't make anything. It doesn't mean anything. Because only the Lord is my provider. The time I graduated was when my uncle finally resigned from that company. And I thought you'd give me a job. That's because you are calling a conspiracy what the people are calling a conspiracy. He said, no. Let the Lord alone be your fear. Be the only one you look up to for provision. Say, this tongue, dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this tongue will only declare you as the Lord. It only declare you as the one to fear. It only always declare only you as the person whose agenda will come to pass in my life. Remember that thing I referred to on Saturday? The Bible says very clearly, many are the devices in the heart of a man, including your heart, and the hearts of those who are not with you, and the hearts of those who are on your side, in the heart of your parents. But listen, say, only the counsel of the Lord will stand. I want us to declare again, say, only the counsel, the purpose of God in my life will stand. Just declare it. Say, only the purpose of God in my life will stand. Say it 5 times. Only the purpose of God in my life will stand. Wait for a moment. No matter what people are plotting for you or against you, only the purpose of God will stand. No matter what the events of life seem to be bringing towards you or removing from you, listen to this, only the purpose of God in your life will stand. Say one more time. Say, only the purpose of God in my life will stand. Only the purpose of God in my life will stand. Father, we give you thanks because your word is working in us. Father, we give you thanks because you are producing something great out of our lives for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say, Father, we thank you for your protection. Thank you, Lord, because 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but none shall come near. Say, Lord, we thank you for the deliverance that you give to your children. Lord, we thank you because they are alive and well, and they have witnessed your deliverance. Lord, I like what the Bishop Oyedepo said. God said, if you have lost anything, I am the reason you did not lose everything. Say, Lord, thank you. Because we did not lose everything. He said, the man said once, he lost something, and the Lord told him, my friend, if you have lost anything, I am the reason you did not lose everything. He said, that I always have cause to give thanks. The one that stole his briefcase, he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not a thief. I have something that somebody can steal. He said, there's a man who is the thief, is the one that's in trouble. I like the way Yoruba man says, he said, look, it's the man that caught the tree that suffers the most. The tree will grow back. And I was checking that scripture that my wife quoted earlier, that the Bible said that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. My Bible said the word flourish, it shall sprout. That hit me something. That it means that the man was down. Did you notice that? Read that Psalm 92. If you have a New American Standard, what he said as a side comment, he said literally that word flourish, literally says shall sprout. To sprout means right now it may look dead. But the righteous shall flourish, shall sprout again. When the Lord pours his water and his grace upon them. So let us give thanks with them again and say, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.